some glory in a place. Come on, they say, give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's because of God, His grace and His mercy. Come on, somebody, give God, give Him the glory. Hallelujah. God is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Do you love Him today? Has He done anything for you? Hallelujah. We serve a great and mighty God who loves us with an unconditional love. Hallelujah. We serve a great God, mighty God, a powerful God. Hallelujah. Woo! Give God. Give Him the glory. Give God. Give Him the glory. Woo! God, I thank Him for His grace and His mercy. New mercies I see every day. Great is God's faithfulness. Lord, unto me, it's personal. I don't know about you, but God has brought me from a mighty long way. You don't know my story, and I don't know your story, but we all have stories. And it's because of the faith and the word of God that we made a decision to stand. And having done all, stand. Because we said, in spite of everything, we're going to arise out of this. We don't care what the doctor report says. We don't care what man says. We're going to arise out of some stuff. Because God has already given us the victory. We just have to walk. Walk in that victory. Walk in that liberty. Woo, God is faithful. God is faithful. He's faithful to perform every promise. He's able. God is more than able. Able to do all things but fail. All things work together. All things. The good, the bad, and the ugly. All things. What the devil meant for evil, God turned it around for my good. How about you? Did He turn some things around that nobody could turn around but God? Nobody. Woo! It's marvelous. 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 Marvelous in my eye. Woo! He's excellent in all His ways. Woo! Deaconess Hood said, y'all cut up. So she gave me permission to cut up. Woo! We serve a great God. Woo! My God. On this Pentecost Sunday. Woo! Pentecost Sunday. They said, women arise. Watch out. Watch out. We coming up out of some stuff. Woo, my God. It is a pleasure to be here at Shiloh Baptist Church. I give honor to the Spirit of the Lord in this place. I give honor to your visionary, your pastor, Dr. Daryl L. Armstrong. Give Him a hand clap. Give God a hand praise for the man of God who stands in the gap, who prays for you. Thank God for great leadership. I thank God for this women's emphasis, the committee. You've been so gracious to me, and the hospitality committee. Just, you know, sometimes when you're not used to stuff, you just handle things yourself. I'm like, I can get my tea. I can go ahead and get my juice. I can carry this, but I thank you. I receive it, and I thank you for the hospitality. You've done all things well in this place, a spirit with a spirit of excellence. We serve an excellent God. So we have to learn as people of God to do all things in excellence. Because whether we like it or not, people are watching. People are watching. So we want to let them know we serve an excellent God, so we know how to do things in excellence, in the spirit of excellence. I thank God also for the official board of Shiloh. Just thank you for being here, for Deaconess Hood, for the invitation. I hope he doesn't mind. I just want to quickly, I know when I got the invitation, I had gotten a text. You know how things, you don't know what emails you get, like spam emails. I thought I got a spam text. You know, I didn't know, you know, and you know, you see, you wake up in the morning, you see a text and you know, introducing, you know, my name is Daryl Armstrong, the pastor of Shiloh. And I was like, you know, is this real? I did. I told him this already, though. But I said, is this real?
So I had to ask my husband, you know, do you have Pastor Armstrong's number? You know, from when he helped out, when he was a part of Father of the City that we had for Bishop Wilcox. And I said, is this his number? So he's like, yeah, that's his number. That's him. I said, okay. So I was able to, you know, respond, but you just don't know. When you don't expect things like that. But how many of you know that God is doing the unexpected? He's doing some things that, you know, those things that we've prayed about. God is doing those things. And the timing of God is impeccable. And when it happens, sometimes we even wonder, God, I forgot I even asked for that. So be careful of what you ask for. But I thank God because I ask him that his timing be right, that if I'm not ready for something, if I can't handle something, don't open that door yet, because I want to represent him well. Amen. I also want to thank God for my pastor, Bishop Jerome S. Wilcox, and last but not least, my loving husband, Elder Eric Richard Williams, in his absence, who's ministering on the other side of the bridge today. So I thank God for him. Are y'all ready for a word from God? I believe God is going to do something special in the place today. I thank God for my friends and that came out to support. I appreciate you. I don't take it lightly. Like the invitation, I don't take lightly. I thank God because this is assignment. I am on assignment. Amen. Go with me, please, to Mark chapter 5. Can someone just give a Lord a shout with a voice of triumph? Hallelujah! Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 5, we're starting at verses 25 to 31, and then we're going to end up at verse 34. And I see it's the custom of the house to stand for the reading of God's word, so we want to reverence that. When you have it, say, I have it. Mark 5, starting at 25. And the word of God says this, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Ending in verse 34. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. If I can just share a moment with you from the title, I Am Not My Issue. I am not my issue. The scripture starts off with saying, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. It already starts off saying a certain woman. She had no identity. We don't know her name. We don't know where she's from. It simply says a certain woman. We can all identify with her because it's sometimes that our issues have caused us to be unidentifiable. That people don't even recognize what's on the inside of us because they're looking on the outside and they're identifying us with our issue. But tell someone, I am not my issue. It said this certain woman had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had And she was nothing bettered, but she rather grew worse. I have a problem with that. Because it said that she went to see many physicians, spent all that she had. And so I say, if you couldn't help me with my issue, why did you continue to let me come to you? See, physicians in here, it represents leadership, people in positions of authority. It said that she went to these physicians and she suffered many things. And she was not better, but rather grew worse. This certain woman went to those she believed would have the answer to her problem. But instead, they took advantage of her. Because in when you have someone that's giving, that means there's someone on the other side that's taking. How many of you have given? Given so much that it left you empty and depleted, that you gave all that you had time and time and time again, and you were not better, but you grew worse. I say to you, watch who you associate with. Watch who you hanging around. If when you get in their presence, they're not making you better, but worse, something is wrong. And sometimes you have to cut off some folks. Yeah, they won't understand, but that's all right, because you have to know who you are and know that you are on assignment. Because every time I'm in your presence, I'm coming out feeling worse and not better. I am not a trash can for everything going on negative in your life. I will not allow you to just dispose and deposit foolishness in my life. But God said, if you're not being bettered by the people you're hanging around, maybe you need to start choosing more wisely. So the Bible says that she suffered many things of many physicians, and was not better, but grew worse. Grew worse. So we see it wasn't not an overnight thing. That's how the enemy does and trips us up. It's a progression. We don't even realize what's happening. But it said that she grew worse. So it took time after time, day after day, week after week, month after month, she grew worse. But I wonder what happens when you go to people that you trust, that you put your confidence in, and you go to them time after time after time. See, this woman had an issue of blood 12 long years. And when you've been in something for a long time, I have no time to play. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm tired of being in a situation I'm in. And so when I come to you, I'm coming for help. Help us, Sister Al. Can you help us, Sister Al? This woman had an issue of blood 12 long years. Can you imagine? Sometimes 12 days and we want to say, God, I can't take it anymore. Let alone 12 months, a whole year. You're saying, God, why me? Woe is me. And we get down in a pity party. Tell somebody, I am not my issue. I'm rising up out of this. But 12 long years, an issue of blood, and we know that life is in the blood. And so if blood was hemorrhaging from her for 12 long years and life is in the blood, that lets me know that not only life was flowing out of her, but joy. She was losing her joy. She was losing her peace of mind. She was losing peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding, flowing from her, being depleted 12 long years. Have you ever been there where you went to people, sis, can you pray for me? What are you going through? And I've learned, if you hear from God, you don't need to know exactly what I'm going through. If you have discernment, all you need to do is pray for me. And God will show you if he needs to show you. But all I need right now when I come.
come to you is a word of prayer. Can you encourage me that, sis, I know you're going to rise up out of this. I know you can make it. I know you can do it. 12 long years. Verse 27 is where you'll find me. It said that when she had heard of Jesus. Woo! All I know is when I'm in an issue, when I'm dealing with something, God still allows me to hear his word. I do declare when you're going through, you have to still have an ear to God's voice. Because that's the only way we're going to arise out of our situation. It said that when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. It lets me know if she heard of Jesus, that means what? Somebody had to be talking about him. That's why you have to be around folks that are talking positive, that are talking about Jesus and talking about what he can do. Stop telling me about your mountain and telling me about Jesus, that he's able to do all things but fail. Able to do all things but fail. And God has given us the power and authority to tread over every serpent and everything that tries to come up against us. It said when she heard of Jesus, I gotta be around folks that's talking the word. Faith cometh by hearing. What are you listening to? What words are you listening to? Are you listening to folks telling you, you can't do this, you can't go there, you can't be this, I can't have that? But the word of God said that his promises are yea, amen. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When she had heard of Jesus, my God, I love that. Because no matter what we find ourselves in, no matter when our backs are against the wall, God has that space where we can still hear his still small voice. He's a gentle God. And sometimes we have to calm our spirits that sometimes we're just going off, going in a pity party, going off on everybody. And God will allow us to go ahead and vent, have a moment. He will be. Jesus had a moment. So if Jesus can have a moment in the Garden of Gethsemane, then I know I can have a moment. I'm still saved. I'm not backsliding. I'm not going anywhere. But sometimes we have a moment. But God gives us space. And like Jesus, when he said, Father, is it any other way that this can be done? But nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. She not only heard the word, but the Bible says, don't just be hearers, but what? There you go. Well, you're a good Bible class in here today. But be doers, because it's not enough to hear the word. But if you don't step out on what God has said, then it's not, nothing's going to happen. But it's when we step out on the word of God and that will cause us to rise. The word of God, when we get the word of God, nothing can stop us. We can arise out of every situation. We come against every Goliath and we can slay every Goliath that tries to come against us. Hallelujah. She heard the word and she stepped out on the word. Faith without works is dead. So after you hear the word, you got to step out, sisters. You got to step out. Make a move. You know they used to say, bust the move. You got to bust a move sometimes. Is it all right to say in this sanctified church, we got to just bust a move sometimes. And we got to stop complaining. And sometimes after we pray, we got to get up off our knees and start doing something. Arise and do something about it. Are you tired of where you are? God has given you strength and God has given you the ability to get up out of your situation after you've heard a word. Now, mind you, we look at it and say, okay, fine, she heard the word of God. And it says here in verse 27, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. But see, this took courage. Because back then, a woman with an issue of blood couldn't be, they were considered unclean.
So she was taking a chance of going out in the press, because anyone that came in contact would now be considered unclean. So they could have killed her. But how many of you know that when you've been in something long enough, my God, for God I live and for God I die. See, if I stay in this mess, I'm going to die. If I step out on the word of God, I got to see what happens. Because the word of God shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish everything that it's sent to do. I'm not stepping out on man, but I'm stepping out on the word of God. And if I put the word of God on my situation, then surely he will bring me out. If I stay here, I'm going to die. Sometimes we got to take that risk. We can't sit in the ways of comfort all the time in complacency. But we got to get up and do something about what's bothering you, what's been pressing you, what's been burdening you. God said, get up and do something. She said, look, if I stay here, there's nobody around. It didn't even say that she was surrounded by anyone. Have you been there when you've been in a place of darkness, a place of emptiness, where you just wanted one person? Can somebody just call me? Can somebody just text a word of encouragement and say, sis, be encouraged. I believe you can do it. I believe you can come out of it. But instead, God has everyone silent. Oh, my God, God sets us up. That even when you're looking for man, God will have every phone disconnected. No call waiting. But God said that you need to step out on my word. She heard the word of God. Came in the press behind. She said, I'm going for it. Sometimes sisters, we just got to go for it. We just got to jump in. I can't swim, but when you see me jump in 12 feet, just know that Sister Karen is going for it. I'm going for something. What are you going for? What has God promised you? What he has placed in your heart? Go for it. Arise out of whatever you're in. She wanted to be made whole. And it says she came in the press behind and she touched his garment. Verse 28 is where you'll see me. It said here, for she said, it's not so much what you say about me, but what am I saying about myself? What are you saying about yourself? Are you agreeing with people of what they say about you? People are always quick to remind what you used to do. Yeah, I used to be that. I used to do that. But see, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. See, that's not me anymore. See, I threw away those childish things. I threw away that. Now I'm in the kingdom. I'm a child of the Most High God. It said, for she said, sometimes people ain't going to be around. You got to encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. It said, for she said, she didn't wait for anybody to come around. She didn't wait for a phone call. She didn't wait for a text. She didn't wait for an email. But it said, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. My God, what are you saying? The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Death and power. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. Don't you know you have power in your tongue to change situations? You can call those things that be not as though they are. I can call a thing and God said that it shall be established. I put his word on it and he said his word shall be established. Not my word, but his word shall be established. It said, for she said within herself. Now mind you, now we have to get a glimpse of this woman. That she was hemorrhaging 12 long years. So she didn't have a lot of strength. So we got to understand that we going through some stuff and sometimes we weak. But she still had enough energy that God still gave her enough energy to still hear his voice. and she didn't give up. God will allow us to get but so far, and he'll hear. We'll hear his voice, his still small voice, that even though when we're empty, this woman wasn't upright, but she was losing strength, and she was losing joy, and she was losing her peace. But she said, if I can just get to the God that all life is in him, in who I move and live and have my being. She said, if I can just get to him and touch his garment, I shall be made whole. What are you saying to yourself? Are you calling those things that be not as though they are? Or are you just accepting where you are? I don't know about you, but God has greater things in store for me. I'm not going to be here always, so take a look at me now. I'm not going to be here always. I can show you better than I can tell you. See, sometimes your enemy says things, and we can't always have a response for our enemies. That we have to save our energy to do what God has called us to do. We don't always have to respond to negativity. It said in 29, verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. God is doing some things immediately. Have you experienced God doing something in your life suddenly? God is doing straightway miracles. God is doing things in a twinkling of an eye. What you have prayed for, God said, I'm doing it right now. That you have to believe my word and the promises that I've given to you. It said straightway. Do you believe that God can do stuff straightway? And the fountain of your issue. Sometimes we have to get selfish. I don't mean no harm. Going through, I know when I prayed for folk and I've been there for people. But sometimes it's my turn. And God, I'm coming to you. I'm standing in the need of prayer with no title. But God, I'm coming to you because I need you. Not all these eloquent words, but God, I need you to show up on my behalf. Straightway, the fountain of her blood, ooh, it said, was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. You got to believe that you've been healed. No matter what the doctor's report says, that I appreciate, doctor, I appreciate your experience. I appreciate your expertise. But the word of God says that by his stripes, I am healed. I understand the facts, but I have the truth. And the truth of the word says that I am healed according to his stripes. That healing is the children's bread. And it said here in verse 30, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself, he knows all things, that virtue had gone out of him. He turned around in the presence and said, who touched? Oh my God. Who touched my clothes? I ask you today, have you touched God lately? Have you touched God in a way that made him turn around? Have you touched God that in a way that got his attention? That he was on his way to heal somebody else's daughter. But you touched him in such a way that you put a faith demand on his healing power. And he stopped in his tracks. And he said, who touched me? Woo, who touched me? He knew all things. He said, who touched me? Have you touched God in a way where he will cause all heaven to be still for a moment and say, my daughter needs me. I gotta come after her. My son is crying out to me. I gotta come see about him. Have you touched God lately? He said, who touched? Woo, I believe there's a certain way that you touch God. And it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. God specializes in the impossible. And God knows when our back is against the wall. And sometimes folks think your faith is crazy, that you're crazy to believe God for certain things. But God said that without it, you trying to please man or you trying to please me? God said, without it, it's impossible. He didn't say, maybe you can please me. a few days a week you can please me? He said, without it, it's impossible. My God. God loves it. I think the thing that God loves the most is when we believe him. Is when against all odds we say, God, in spite of it all, in spite of the doctor's report, I'm standing on your word. And having done all to stand, I'll continue to stand. For many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord promised to deliver us out of them all. Have you touched Jesus in such a way that it grabbed his attention? That he will stop heaven and earth to come see about you. God is able and he's waiting for us to arise out of our situation. God said, I've given you the ability. When my son rose up with all power, God said, that same power. Can you imagine an imperfect person that God allows the perfect word to be carried? He's entrusted the perfect word on the inside of us. An imperfect being carrying around the glory and an anointing of God. And we run from stuff. We don't want to confront some Goliaths. And we walking around with our power. The power that raised Jesus is the same power on the inside of you and on the inside of me. So when we walk in a room, things should cease. If there's any kind of chaos, we should be able to bring peace. People should know that when you stepped in a room, it's not you, but it's something about her. My God, I can't put a finger on him, but it's something about her. We have that power that God has given us. It says she touched, if I can just get to him. What I loved about this is a lot of times, like when he told Abram, like, go to a country. Well, I'll tell you. A lot of times we're like, okay, God, you know, well, how are you going to do it? How much, we got enough gas in the car? Where are we going? Are we able to do this and still be able to pay rent next week? Or, you know, we got enough food here? We do. We want God to give us the plan, and then I'll step out. But God said, that's not faith. That's not faith. God said, when I say something, I need you to step out and believe. And that's what happened here. She didn't get the healing yet. God could have just spoke a word and God healed, but it said that as she went to him, it said in straightway, she was made whole. That the issue that blood dried up. So God is saying, step up and arise, my sister. I got you. I'm not going to give it to you now, but trust my word and step out. That as you walk to what I've called you to do, God said that I will give you insight and I will give you the resources. I will bring people around you to help you with your vision. I will be people that will want to serve you and do what needs to be done. God said, arise. And as you step out, I will give you the strategy. I will give you the plans. God said, as you step out, I'm not going to tell you now because it doesn't take any faith to step out. But as she steps, straightway. God, I thank you. We just gotta walk. Just step out. Just do it. See, Nike didn't come up with that. Y'all think Nike, all the money they making, nothing new under the sun. Nike didn't come up with that, and they make it all. I'm like, Jesus, okay, the word of God said, just do it. Just do it. Tell your sister, just do it. Just do it. Just get up and just do it. Just walk. God will give you power and strength. God will encourage you. God said, just step out and walk. God said, arise out of your situation. Arise out of that empty place. Arise out of that depression. Arise out of lack. Arise out of sickness. Arise out of that poverty mindset. God said, just arise and walk in what I've called you to do. Woo, verse 34 is where we end up. We started off talking about a certain woman. had an issue. Woo, I am not my issue. Someone shout, I am not my issue. I am not my issue. I may be here for a momentary time, but sooner or later you're going to see God do some unbelievable work. And what I love about this, it started off as a certain woman that wasn't identified, that nobody knew her, that she was in obscurity. Have you ever been there, just felt like nobody noticed you, nobody knew that you were in existence? You were doing everything, yet that you were just, God, I'm on assignment, God. I'm doing what you've called me to do. But God said, that's all right. You just hang in there, because you started off being a certain woman. But look at verse 34. What did Jesus say? That's why we can't be studying with what folks say, right? What look at what Jesus said. She was no longer a certain woman. But it said here, and he said, Jesus said unto her, what did he say? Daughter. I'm in a kingdom. He said, daughter, no longer are you unrecognizable. No longer will people not know you. But he said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Not your shout, not your speaking in tongues, not your praise, but it said, thy faith hath made thee whole. I love it. He said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. I declare women of God, women of faith, to arise out of what you're going through. You can do it. There is better on the other side. Sometimes we're in a place, we're waiting for God to do something right here. But God said, I need you just to take one step. Can you just take a little baby step? That's all. And God said, after you take a step, God said, watch me work. Whoa, when you watch God work, nobody can get the glory but God. That's why I love when you say, give God the glory. He said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. No longer will you be called a certain woman that nobody knows, but you will be called daughter. Daughter of the Most High God. Tissue. Daughter of the Most High God. That's what you will be called. Daughter of the Most High God. Ooh, what issue are you dealing with today? God said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Cast all your issues on God, for he said he cares for you. It won't be like this always. But God said, when you hear the word, know that whatever situation you're in, that we find ourselves in, God said, put your ear to my word. Surround yourself with people speaking the word of God. And step out on my word. God said, I won't fail you. I won't leave you hanging. God said, he won't be ashamed that he will perform that which he said he will perform. Everybody standing. Hallelujah. Arise, my sister. Tell somebody, I am not my issue. I won't be here always. It's only a momentary thing. It's only a period of time before God will launch me. He'll do just what he says he will do. The altar is open. I want to extend invitation to salvation first. First and foremost, that's the most important step. That's the best decision you'll ever make. Is accepting Jesus into your life. You can't do it without him. We can't walk this walk and live this life without Jesus. The altar is open for anyone that, and don't think long, you just gotta come and do it. I guarantee it'll be the best decision you ever made. Anyone that wants to rededicate their lives to the Lord, his arms are open wide. Yes. The altar is open.